Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We are grateful to be here today and we thank God for you and we bless you. Yes, yes, yes. We just serve a true and a living God. And we know that He's in this world today. He walks with us. He talks with us along this narrow way. Yes. All we have to do is trust in Him, and He will provide. He will provide. He will come through. Yes. Just when we thought it was all over, He shows up. He shows up. Yes, yes, yes. We just thank Him. We thank Him. Again, we just bless you and we thank God for you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Master, for this day, thanking you for this opportunity that you have given us. We are grateful today. We are grateful for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. We are just grateful for the listening ears, oh God, of our audience. God, we are just grateful, God. We are grateful for the listeners that come in and tune in and just plug in to listen to your word, oh God. No matter where they are, no matter what they're doing, whether they're on a beach somewhere, they're on a creek, doing a little fishing, sitting on a back porch, riding in a car, God. We just thank you for listening, ears, God. We thank you, God, for their hearts, oh God, that desire to serve you and know more about you, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. We are grateful today for everything, God. Master, we know that you're blessing us even when we don't see the actual blessing. We know that you have allowed us to be here just to have breath. To breathe, God, it's a blessing. Yeah. We didn't wake ourselves up this morning. You woke us up, God. And we thank you. We thank you for Jesus, oh God. We bless your holy name. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for everyone that's here. And we know we have been in our study on family. And we just want to go quickly through our study. And as we continue talking about the family, and we see that as we continue to talk about the family, we can remember that the family rivals, you know, many times we have family rivals, and we have a lot of that going on between brothers and sisters, and sometimes brothers and brothers and sisters challenging each other, love to challenge, love to always competing against each other. Well, let's look at how my brother keeper, am I my brother's keeper? How that comes into play. Am I my brother's keeper? What does that mean? The phrase my brother's keeper is a reference to the biblical story of Cain and Abel found in the book of Genesis. It clearly means being responsible for the welfare of a brother or a sibling and other humans in general. Just being concerned and being available to those who are in Christ. Mm-hmm. Let's turn quickly to Genesis chapter 4. We're just going to do verse 9 through 10, which is just two verses. And it says that the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" And he replied, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Does this sound familiar? Why do you think the Lord asked Cain, "Where is your brother?" Why do you think he would ask him that? This is the Lord who knows everything. He's asking a question. Yeah. One that he already has the answer. He already knows what the answer is. Asking this question. And he's trying to give him. He's trying to give you a chance, just a chance to be what? Truthful. He wants to see if you can be truthful. So remember, he knows what the true, he knows what the true answer is. He knows it already. And he knows what you will say before you say it also. Remember, this is God. Yeah, this is our loving Savior. This is the Savior of the world. Yeah. Who's having a conversation with Cain. Mm-hmm. Remember, he knows everything. Mm-hmm. He knows the hairs that's on our heads. He knows how many it is. Yeah, and he knows what we're going to say before we even say, before we even think of what we're going to say. He knows it. So you can't fool him. You can't fool God. Verse 10 says, the Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Sounds like a second chance. A second chance to tell the truth, to speak up. And then he will let him know what really took place. Yeah, you can't hide. You cannot hide anything from God. He sees all. He knows everything. He knows even before it takes place. Yeah, he's omnipotent. Mm-hmm. He's our El Shaddai. He's our El Aroah, the God who sees me. Yeah. Cain had murdered his brother. Yeah. He had murdered his brother, Abe. But he was standing in the presence of an almighty God. And he was denying it. He was not even complying to correct answers. Mm-hmm. Because he was so caught up in, am I my brother's keeper? He was so caught up in, am I my brother's keeper? Yeah. Now, remember, I just explained to you my brother's keeper. Mm-hmm. And what that gives reference to, the responsibility for a welfare of a brother or even a sibling. But when we say a brother or a sibling, even go a little further and we could say our brother and our sister in Christ. Yeah, because that's what the closeness of family, that's the closeness of brother, that's what we're talking about. Am I my brother's keeper? Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to be concerned about my brother or my sister? Yes, and this is what we're studying tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So go quickly to Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to do verse 3 and 4, two verses. And it says here, why do you look at the peck of sawdust in your brother's eyes and pay no attention to the plank in your own eyes? Now this is a serious question here. Why? Why do we do that? Why do we do that so often? So often we're so quick to point fingers. We point, but we never think of pointing the fingers back at us. We never pay attention to how that thumb is being pointed back to us. Yeah, we are quick to be judgmental to others. Yeah. And here we see, we come with a suitcase. We carry a suitcase of old newspapers, old garbage. Mm-hmm. From 10 to 20 years ago, that needs to be thrown away. And we're carrying that. We're carrying all that junk. We're carrying it with us. Mm-hmm. But we can't see that. We can't see that. Why? Because we're so focused on pointing our fingers to the brother or the sister. So we can't see. Yet we are standing there criticizing. Mm-hmm. We're standing there attacking them. But we can't see how we should are our sister's keepers. Yeah. See, God saved us. to save others. He didn't save us just to sit down and just enjoy being saved. There's work in this. Yeah, there's things that we're supposed to be concerned about. We're supposed to be sharing and caring with one another. Go quickly to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. That's 1 Thessalonians. And it says, and that in this matter, no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or a sister. Am I my brother's keeper, huh? The Lord will punish all those who commit such sin. So now we hear that it's a sin. It's a sin for us to do any unjust, any unlawful deed towards our sister or our brothers. Mm-hmm. As we told you and warned you, he said he told you and he warned you before that it is unlawful. It is completely unrighteous for you to do this. But one thing I like about God, he will make sure, he makes sure you know it. He makes sure you're aware that whatever it was not right. He warns us. He lets us know this is not right. This is wrong. All we have to do is pay attention. All we have to do is pay attention because the Lord is making it plain. He's making it very plain to us. Yeah, he will never allow us to be in darkness. Mm-hmm. But if we choose to be in darkness, it's of our own choosing. Yeah, but God is a God of light. He desires that we walk in light. And he makes it so we can get plenty of light if we so desire. If we desire to throw away that old newspaper, all that old garbage, that old suitcase that we travel with us, the garbage, the baggage of years, yeah, that we can't see because we're so busy pointing our fingers at someone else. So the question is, am I my brother's keeper? For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Now, some of us say, oh, to live holy. I can't do that. I can't do that. Hey, all of us was living an unholy life at one time. Yeah, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yeah. So what we do, begin to walk in areas that we're not familiar with. We have an advocate, and his name is Jesus. Yeah. And he gives us the Holy Spirit that comes and lead and guide us into all truths. So all we have to do is open up our mouth and say, Lord, I don't know how to do this. I need help. Send me someone, God. Show me what to do. Show me how to do this. And God never desired for any of us to treat each other in an ungodly manner. He never wants us choices that are not pleasing to him. Yeah. This is the God that we're talking about. Am I my brother's keeper? Should it be that I might be concerned about you? Should I be concerned about my sister? Should I be concerned about my brother? Look at John. John chapter 4, 20 and 21. And it says here, whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or a sister, he is a liar. Yeah, he's a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister who they have seen, listen to this, cannot love God who they have not seen. What am I saying here? How can I love you? Huh? How can I love you, God? And I haven't seen you. But I'm with my sister and my brother, and I see them every day, and I despise them. How could that be? How could that be? This is the question. Can you hate a brother or a sister who you see every day, but love God who you don't even see? You don't even know him, but you say you love him. But yet you see your sister and your brother. You intermingle with them in some way, but you say you despise them. Verse 21 says, and he has given us this command. God has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. So God is saying to us, yeah, are we my brother's keeper? Yes, we are. I'm concerned about you. I'm concerned about you, sister. I'm concerned about you, brother. Yeah, look close. So if you love God, you should love his people. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody about this? Think about it. I don't care if somebody did wrong you. And I know you will get wrong. I will get wrong. Things will happen, and they do. But guess what? God, that hurt, that pain, that seemed like it's endless, it will never go away. God has the ability to heal us. Are you listening to me? He has the healing power. The emotional scars that we feel from things that have hurt us so bad, God is the one that can heal us. Yeah, we need God. We need him every second. We need him every minute. We need him every hour of the day. We need his gentle touch, his guiding hand that stirs us in the right direction. Yeah, because so many times we go off the road. We go in the wrong direction. We make the wrong turn. We make a U-turn, and we need to be going straight. Yeah. If we just allow the Holy Spirit to come and teach us, to lead us. Oh, sisters and brothers. Sisters and brothers, I can't love God and hate you. I can't do that. I will not get into heaven. I will not get there. I cannot get into heaven hating you. I can't. This is the word. This is what God says, that I cannot. It will not happen. He will not allow it. I have to love you. Hearts of stone, stony hearts, they will not enter into the kingdom. They will not enter into the kingdom of God. Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? Yeah. Give us this day, oh God. Give us this day. This day, our daily bread. And forgive us. Forgive us. As we also forgive our debtors. Are you listening to what I'm saying? God, he will forgive us as we forgive others. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. When I see my brother falling, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to give him my shoulder. Give him my shoulder, grab his hand, lift her up. Glory to God. Why? Because I was in the miry clay one day. Yeah, I was in the muck, in the miry. I was walking on a crooked street where there was no God there. So I can't point finger. I can't point a finger at you. I must love you, sister. I must love you, brother. Yeah. The daily bread. The daily bread is the word of God. It's the word that we are supposed to taste and see that it's good for us. That's our daily bread. And forgive us. We're going to be forgiven when we begin to walk, when we just taste the love of God. Just taste the love that God wants us to share with one and another. Huh? Just taste it. Uh-huh. And our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. You know, many of us have debts. Uh-huh. We have debts. We have things that we owe. Yeah. We have debts that we have created our own selves. Yes. And we have people who will. Huh? Yeah. But God is saying here that to forgive. Huh? Can we forgive? Can we forgive someone that owes us? Huh? Can we forgive that? Can we put it aside? Can we let it go? It's owed back to us. But they don't have it to give back. Can we just forget it? Can we forgive it? Can we learn how to forgive it? Can we learn how to give knowing that we don't want it back? We don't want it back. We want to just give it to you. Can we grow to that? And showing love, showing concern one to another. Forgiveness, forgive, to stop the anger, to stop the resentment toward our sister and our brother. Yes, I am my brother and my sister keeper. I am, because I am concerned about you. I am concerned about, did you have enough to eat today? I am concerned about, do you have a warm coat? I am my brother's keeper. This is the question that we're talking about today. Uh-huh. We're talking about being a brother's keeper. Many times people shy away from being a brother's keeper because they don't want the added, what they may call the added responsibility. Oh, but glory to God. Somebody thought about us. Somebody prayed for us. Somebody, listen to me. Somebody thought about you. Uh-huh. When you were in need. Somebody, you may not even know who they were. Somebody prayed. Somebody prayed for me. You hear me? They had me on their mind. They took a little time and they prayed for me. Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my sister's keeper? Am I concerned about my neighbor? Neighbors are far, neighbors are near, but we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We're in the family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Here it says that God, he will forgive us as we forgive others. He's going to forgive our debt. Yeah, because he went to the cross for us to pay our debt. Glory to God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. Am I my brother's keeper? Huh? Am I? Well, our Father who had sent his son Jesus, glory to God, he sent him on our behalf. Yeah, for you and for me. He sent Jesus to pay a debt that he did not owe. Are you listening to me? Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my sister? Can I just think about you? Can I just take time and pray for you? Can I be concerned about you, sister? Can I be concerned about you, brother? Can I see you and just pray over you real quick? Say a prayer. Can I just give you an encouraging word, my sister? Am I my brother? Am I my sister? Am I your keeper? Yes, you are. You're in my heart. You're in my thoughts. You're in my prayers. Yeah. Jesus went to the cross for all of us to pay a debt that he didn't owe. Oh, a debt. But he loved us. Oh, he loved us. He was our keeper. He is our keeper. Yeah, he is our redeemer. Glory to God. Yeah, the debt that he didn't know. Can we learn to just forget about the debt? Mm-hmm. To just give for the first time, just give and not want it back. Not be concerned about getting it back. Because we are our brother's keeper. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. And we show that love that should flow from heart to heart. Yes. And be concerned with one another when we are keepers of each other, when we are concerned about each other. When one is down, all of us are down. When we are, all of us are up. Yes. This is the family. This is how we are in Christ. When we are all members of one body. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Am I my brother's keeper? Can I learn how to be concerned about you? Can I learn how to pray for your sister? Can I learn how to be concerned about your brother? Yes. God is a teacher. He can teach me how to do it. All I have to do is ask him. He's that kind of God. All I have to do is open up my hands, open up my heart, and ask him to teach me, Lord. Teach me how to be concerned about your people. Teach me, oh God, how to be concerned about my sister and my brothers. Oh God, teach me, Lord, how to forgive the debt. How to forgive it. How to forget about it. Yeah, to forget about it. Teach me, Lord, how to throw away all those things that I carry around on my back in my suitcase of junk, of hurt, of pain, of years, of frustration, of hurt that I can't see, that prevents me, oh God, from getting to you, that prevents me, oh God, from loving and being concerned about one another. Teach me, God, how to have a pure heart. How to have a loving heart. How to be concerned about one another. Oh, Master, I need you to teach me. And I'm here to tell you that when you get real with God, when you get sincere with him, he'll get real with you. And he'll be concerned with you, and he will hear your prayer. He hears your heart. Glory to God. He hears your heart. Yeah. He does not look at the outer man. He looks at the heart. Oh, the heart speaks to God. Yeah. Are we our brother's keepers? Yeah. We should be concerned about the homeless. Yeah. We should be concerned about the prostitute. We should be concerned about the LGB community. We, the body of Christ, we should be concerned. Yes, that is our job. That is who we are. That's why we're here. Yes, not to just sit on salvation, sit down on it, but we're to spread salvation. Spread it. The love of God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Oh, for your word, Master. We ask, oh God, that this word will penetrate in the ears and in the hearts of your listeners, God, that they will rise up to the occasion and to realize that, yes, they are keepers of their brothers and their sisters. And we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We thank you and you for listening. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. Yes, glory to God. And, of course, on Sunday evenings with God Favorite Ministries with Pastor George. Yes. And just remember that you are the keeper. Yeah. Because God has sustained you. He has kept you so you can keep someone else. And you have the ability. You have the strength, the stamina to do it. Amen.